ever watch that TV show, Storage Wars?
Yes.
Where they bid on a storage space.
Before they see what's in there?
They have no idea what's in there.
Could just be a bunch of magazines, could be dead bodies.
Right. Could be diamonds.
Yep.
Who knows?
Yep.
It's the same way when we come to work on Monday. It's the exact same way.
What's going to be working?
What will work? What won't
isn't?
Work?
Half of it's not working today.
Today, more than half of it is not working.
The computers are almost flipping as the bird today.
They really are.
Go away. Go to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I figure we just sit and play music today. That'd be kind of fun. It's really easy.
Right.
Yeah. Hi, kids. We're going to play music. Yeah. Go home early. Should be fun. So tell everybody what you just told me. Speaking of Money Talks AC/DC, what did you just tell me about your experience in Vegas?
Like you mean winning the money?
Yes,
or
you won the money.
Won money on Saturday.
Woo!
Partied, had a great time. Really fun.
Right.
Tables were fun.
Nice.
Then Sunday we felt bad, so we gave it back.
You know, that's I do that a lot. I feel bad for the casino.
You just go, I don't want to take their money.
No.
That doesn't seem fair.
No. So give it back.
So we gave it back.
Yes.
Plus.
How was U2?
U2 was fantastic.
At the Sphere.
I'll tell you about it in just a second.
Look forward to talking about it.
But it is, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Really?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Nice.
Here's what I'll say about it, and then we'll talk about it in a minute.
Yeah.
You can't compare it to any other show.
Right.
It's in a category all its own.
Right. Because
of the visuals.
Insanity of the visuals.
Yes.
Like you're completely enveloped.
Yes. So, you know, when you think of other great shows you've seen, they've been in a stadium with a light system and sound system, and this doesn't have that.
I bet that sort of looks like old school now, right? It's just sort of like, oh, that's how they used to do it in the olden days.
That's crazy.
Wow.
It was really cool.
That's awesome.
But we'll talk about it in just a second.
Alrighty. We got a little Gimme Five today. I actually do have that down here. It's Doors. So either like the band or songs with Doors in the title or what have you, man.
All right.
Something to do with opening some doors.
People are dumb.
That's a fact.
People who annoy you.
Oh, that's a long list.
There's a couple of them in Vegas that just
I wanted to punch
right in the face.
Hilarious. There's always a Vegas story.
One American dollar?
Yeah, I think you might win. Well, I hope you might win today.
Yeah, every time you say that, I lose. And the best Christmas song ever.
Oh, sweet. Is there such a thing?
It's coming up in a few on 95.5 KLOS.
So did you two do any Christmas songs at the Sphere in Vegas, Young Kevin?
They did not.
Oh, no way, really?
They did not.
I would have thought they would have whipped one out.
It was a lot of Octung Baby.
Yeah.
That album.
Right.
The Sphere is maybe the coolest new venue I've ever seen.
I'm sure. It's got to be.
It's insane because you walk in and there, half of it is the crowd and the other half of it is just the other half of the circle. When you walk in, it's just brown wall.
Right.
You're in a circle, but it's just a brown wall.
It just looks like a giant dome. It's like they say you can fit the Empire State Building inside that damn thing.
Yeah, that is that tall.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
It is crazy.
So I've seen a ton of videos over the years. I mean, you know, over the years, over the centuries, through the years. And I figured they probably didn't do it justice.
Well, no, it doesn't do it justice. And I'll tell you why. When you're watching those videos,
mm-hmm.
and by the way, that was the night that I had too much storage on my phone. I didn't have any storage on my phone.
Oh, no. Damn it. So always the empty club. What is it? What do you call it?
The Zero Club.
Zero
yeah,
Club, yeah,
unfortunately, yes. When you're looking at your phone and you look to the left, you can see whatever's over there.
Right.
See a chair. You see the rest of the office. You can look to your right. There's the door, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you look at the screen. When you're there, you're surrounded by it.
Wow.
So literally, you can look as far to the left as you want and as far to the right as you want and straight up, and you're in the middle of it.
Wow.
It's all around you.
Does it make you dizzy or a little crazy sometimes?
One time it did.
Yeah.
I had to close my eyes one time.
I think it would really freak me out. I mean, I think I would love it, but I think it would really blow my mind that way.
There are a couple things that happened. One of them was and I don't want to give anything away for people that are going to go, but one of them was a very simple. It was daytime.
Okay.
And it was 9:30 at night.
Right. You're at night in the desert in Vegas inside the Sphere.
Right.
But it looks like it's really, truly daylight.
So the sun comes up.
Right.
And it doesn't look like a ball. It looks like there's an endless picture in front of you.
Right.
Like it's endless. There's no, I don't even know how to explain it, but the sun comes up.
Right.
And you look around and you can see other people are there.
Right.
And they look like they're in the sun, just like you are.
Right. And it's as bright as daylight.
Yes.
There. That's crazy.
It's insanity.
So, I mean, just kind of ruining all other concert experiences going forward.
I was thinking, how do you compare, like, what's my favorite concert? You have to put U2 at the Sphere in a separate category.
Right.
Because other bands don't
have that even yet. Yeah.
There was one time where they showed Las Vegas, and then they went backwards in time and dismantled everything until there was nothing there.
The desert.
Very, very cool. It looked like it was 10, 15 miles away.
I don't even know
how they do that.
Right.
And I was trying to think, who else would be good in that environment?
That's what I was wondering.
Because U2 was a great band for that.
Perfect start to this thing.
I would say Pink Floyd.
Oh, sure.
Because they have so much
visual. Yeah, yeah.
That would be amazing.
Right.
And I would
Roger, come on. What are you doing, buddy?
And I would say David Bowie would have been.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
would have used that space good. I don't know what they're going to do after U2,
but
it is an experience unlike any other.
That is amazing.
And if you ask me my favorite concerts, I'll say that one.
Right.
And then I'll give you my real one.
And then speaking of, we just played the U2 Christmas song. I love that one. Where you have some sort of special Christmas song.
I have the best Christmas song ever.
Wow. Okay.
Coming up next.
Okay. Ho, 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 ho. If Santa were an arsonist, a pyromania.
That'd be awesome.
Like, yeah, that's my kind of world.
That's why he's in fireplaces all the time. It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Not a huge fan of the Christmas classic music.
You mean like White Christmas?
Yeah.
By Bing?
It's
the
fine.
The machine that goes Bing.
It's fine. Yeah. I've heard it too many times.
A couple of times. Good old Blue Eyes doesn't really spark things up for
you. There's a lot of songs that are the standards.
Yeah.
That I don't need to hear anymore.
I'm guessing you prefer, no doubt, Oi to the World.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. If it's a little bit different.
Right.
Yes.
Anything but Adam Sandler.
Here is a song that I think might be the best Christmas song of all time.
Nice.
Let's hear it.
All right. The hell, dude? What are you doing to me?
No. Listen, it's beautiful.
Okay.
Every year, the story is always the same.
What is going on?
There's too many presents to fit in the big bag on the sleigh.
It's a beautiful Christmas song, man. Just listen.
And every year, Santa knows just what to say. When all of the elves claim the bag's way too tight, and maybe we shouldn't do this tonight. Santa gets crafty, cause Santa knows. He goes to his tool shed, he goes to get the lube for the sleigh. Nobody asks why Santa has so much lube. Lube for the sleigh.
Come on, the lube for the sleigh.
Yes, the lube for the sleigh.
Nobody asked Santa why he has so much lube.
I ain't gonna ask him. Man, the dude's like a magic elf, man.
The lube.
Oh, it's lovely.
For the sleigh.
I'm gonna request this like on, what's one of the oldie stations? I don't know. Like, you know, get them to play.
Where they play all the Christmas music all the time. I would like this to replace Mariah Carey. Will that happen to you?
As a person and a song.
Yes, exactly.
Break out the gun oil and fire away.
Yeah.
Cover the presents in lube. Lube for the sleigh.
Now you got a full on disco song.
Sleigh.
Lube.
Elves break their backs making presents all year. But this Christmas.
Where did you come across this?
My fiance.
Oh.
Played it for me. He's like, just listen. It's got a very touching ending if you can wait that long.
I think I can get there. It's a flute.
Nobody asks why Santa has so much lube. Lube for the sleigh.
Come on. Best song ever.
That and Fred Schneider's whatever that monster song is.
Fruitcake?
Yeah, you love that.
I
you
do,
love
that's
it.
Stupid. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Question, Kevin.
Yes.
Back in the day, how were you with your Thomas guide?
Thomas guide? Wow.
Yeah.
Grandpa said Thomas guide.
I had mine under the...
Not great.
No, really?
No.
Mine had it kind of down to a science. I loved it.
Really?
It was so weird.
You
yeah.
loved it?
I did. Isn't
Who
that weird?
Who loves it?
I don't know. I did.
People used it because they had to. It's the best thing they had.
Yeah.
At the time.
Yep.
Look it up, kids.
There's no kids out there.
That's true.
But, you know, if you... I was hoping maybe you were kind of good at it because it might help you win a dollar right now.
Oh. All right.
But if not, maybe not.
What's on page
know.
37 of the Thomas guide?
Exactly. How did you know that's what we're going to do? Good luck with that. The 10 most common street names in these United States of America.
10 most common street
you
names.
You head out there to the highways and byways of this United States, and you will find these names on a lot of street signs. By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel. You spend One American Dollar at Yamaha, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Go visit Yamaha.com for more information.
I'm going to say if my first guess is not on the list is bogus.
Fair enough. I can't remember where this list came from, but it was definitely...
it seemed...
Look it up.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
Yeah, just some guy threw it up on Twitter.
I'm going to say Main Street.
Main Street.
Really? If it's not on
yeah,
there,
you would think,
it goes
right?
straight to hell.
But you know what? When you hear the whole list,
but go to hell.
You'll be like,
but
oh,
go straight to hell.
So you think Main Street should
yes.
be on the list of the most popular
yes,
street names in America?
Should.
Well, you're right.
Yes!
It's number 7, however.
What?
Interestingly enough. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
All right. So I got one.
Uh-huh. Yep.
What about first, second, third, fourth? Are those in there?
Well, maybe you want to guess those. You know, that was going to give you a little hint. Think numbers.
So. Really? So now I'm just picking random numbers?
Yeah, you got to pick some numbers, baby.
First Street?
First Street.
Yes!
Is, oddly, number 3. Wouldn't you think it'd be number 1?
That's so
it doesn't
bizarre.
Make any sense. I guess a lot of First Streets have been wiped out over the years. I don't know.
Second Street?
Second! Looks like you're on your way to
ever.
That American dollar. I know, I was hoping you wouldn't think numbers.
Next I had, like, Washington, Jefferson, mm-hmm. Lincoln, all those.
Yeah, oh, well, you know what? You're wrong.
I said next.
You're unbelievably wrong.
Not guess that. You're going to need that music, though.
Am I? You think you're right.
Fourth Street.
Fourth Street. Positively, Fourth Street is positively
yes!
on the list, which, of course, means that you
Finally.
Win a dollar. Yeah, I was afraid it might go that way. All right, here you go. This is what's weird. The 10th most popular street
Wait
name?
Wait till the celebration music stops.
Sorry, you haven't had your champagne yet.
Right.
Waitress, cocktails.
All right, go ahead.
Oddly, 7th is the 10th.
This is so dumb.
And here's a weird one. Oak.
Oak.
America loves their oak.
I mean, I guess I can see that.
Then you got 6th. You got 7th, which is Maine.
That's so dumb.
5th. Here's a weird one. Park.
Park. Oh,
park.
Sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I guess. Get a park on the street. 4th, 1st, 3rd, and oddly 2nd rounds out the list. 2nd.
2nd is 1st.
Being number 1, yeah.
Huh. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Those are the kind of noises George Thorogood and the Destroyers were making on stage at the KLOS live stage on Friday night. Matt Pinfield sat down with them and chatted with them for a little while.
Oh, I was going to go to that.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Friday
it was
night.
Really, really good. And we're going to play a little bit of it. We're going to play you some of the interview that Matt did with George Thorogood and one of the songs sometime between now and 5 very soon. Then you can see all of it on the KLOS YouTube. They'll start posting it tonight at 6. So thanks very much to George for just ripping it up, as always.
Was in Vegas over the weekend and came across certain types of people.
Right.
And certain types of people you just hate.
Sure. Wow, man.
You
yes.
just, as
yep.
soon as
Can't
they...
Can't stand them. Yep.
We were playing blackjack, having a great time. Table was very positive.
Oh,
everybody was laughing.
Love that.
Great time.
Right.
Guy sits down.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is convinced that the whole world revolves around him.
Right. Yep. Wearing a lot of cologne, I'm guessing.
I can tell that he knows the rule, the book.
Sure, of course.
What does the book say? When right. you're playing blackjack, the book gives you everything that you should know. He knew all of it.
As opposed to the dealer. Why do they always assume the dealer doesn't know what they're doing? They're dealing!
Yeah, I don't know.
And you're in Vegas. You damn well know what you're doing. You're behind a table.
So this guy sat down and said, come on, everybody, let's go. Let's get excited. I hate
shut
that guy.
Up.
I hate the rah-rah, yeah. let's get excited
Especially
guy.
When we're already having a good time.
Having a really good time.
Oh, no, hold on. Now we can have a good time. This guy's here.
Also, play-by-play announcer. He does that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you got a four. Well, hopefully you can get a seven when it comes right. Oh, you got a king.
Any idea what his beverage of 14, choice was?
No.
Was he rude to the cocktail waitress?
I don't know if he was. I would assume so because he was so hateable.
Certainly not tipping her or anything.
He was just the worst.
And hey, little lady.
At one point, he was sitting at third base, for those that know blackjack, mm-hmm. which is it's kind of important. You're mm-hmm. supposed to play by the rules.
Yep.
He knew what the book said. He said, Kevin, what should I do?
Why did he say Kevin to you? He found out your name?
Yeah.
Oh, eh.
Yeah.
I really hate
found
that.
Found out my name, asked me what he should do. I said, you know what the book says? Really, like, annoyed.
Yes.
And the dealer was super annoyed.
Of course.
I've never seen the dealer get that upset.
Mm.
She was just like waving him off and playing for him and playing before he could play.
You guys were having a good time. She's probably expecting some good tips, you know? Things are going to go well for a while until he blows it.
So that guy, that's what we want to take calls on. 818-955-KLOS. Who is that guy that you hate?
You pretty much nailed him, man. I can't. That's when I'm in Vegas and I'm having a good time. You know, someone sits down next to you.
Hey, what are you doing? Can we get some cocktails over here? I'm buying, ha ha ha, because they're free. You see? Ha, 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 look at my really loud shirt.
Loud.
What's
people,
your name?
Loud people drive me crazy.
I can't stand it.
As well. Hey, what are we talking about? Those people drive me crazy.
How annoying you are. That's what we're talking about.
So what kind of people drive you crazy? Jumping into a conversation. Hey, what are you guys talking about? That drives me crazy.
Yeah.
The play-by-play guy, the everything revolves around me. Hey, everybody get on my level of drunk.
Yes. And when you're like, you know, and it's been a long time. So I always only go with friends or whatever. Well, you're at a table full of, you know, at the restaurant or whatever, the bar. And one of them is a jackass to the waitstaff.
Yes.
I can't stand that.
Yes, agreed.
I always extra tip then. I, like, throw money extra
agreed.
On
Feels
the table.
Agreed. Feels really bad for them that they have to deal with this jackass.
Loser.
Well, why is it cooked like this? I have to have a word with your chef. Where's your manager?
Who's that?
Shut up.
Who's that guy for you?
Yeah.
What have they done? 818-955-KLOS.
Your dialing music is Mammoth WVH. It is Epiphany on KLOS.
Hey, what are you guys doing? How's it going, Matt? Hey, we're getting some cocktails over here. What are we playing? Who's winning? What's everybody's name? Where are you from?
Everybody get happy. What's going on here? Let's all party.
We are partying.
We're talking about that guy.
That freaking guy.
And who is that guy for you?
My friend and I were out on a one-day fishing trip out of Dana Point.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this guy on the bow who was, you know, one of the fishermen. Gets a hold of a fish, and so he's got one on the line. And so as he's following the fish down the side of the boat with his pocket knife, he's cutting everybody's fishing line.
Oh, my God.
Going down the side of the boat.
Do you think he knows that?
Oh, he knew what he was doing. He was cutting everybody's line just so he could reel that fish in.
Son of a
bitch. Wow. And you didn't accidentally stab him and push him off the boat? Whoops.
Well, I'm not saying I was involved, but I think he ran into some trouble in the parking lot.
Oh, did he?
Oh, that's a shame.
I hate to see it happen to that guy.
Thanks for calling. Hello, KLOS.
We had our company. We went to Vegas. We were playing roulette. And I was there with my friend Marianne and my husband, and there was a lady at the table, and she was really, really loud and, like, saying, oh, you're going to play 18. Oh, is anybody going to play 23? Is somebody going to, like,
that? Oh,
like,
dear
can
Lord.
I get a drink? Can I get a drink? And Marianne goes, how would you like a nice cup of shut the up?
Yeah.
That is the right response.
That is the right response.
I love it. Thank you.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, you know what really gets me going?
What?
When you're out driving a car, and then the person in front of you likes every decision you do as you're behind them. You put your blinker on to go left, now they want to go in the left lane. So you go around, you put your blinker on right. No, they got to go on the right lane. And then they go back in the left lane to make the left damn turn. Are you kidding?
That happens to you a lot?
All the damn time. I drive for Uber.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was thinking maybe aliens were following you, but...
You drive for Uber. Wow.
Get off your damn phone, put your directions in, and learn how to drive.
There you go. Now you're talking. Exactly. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Who's that guy, that annoying person to you?
Hey, the funny guy that annoys him.
Yes.
It's actually more like a couple. Going to a lot of general admission shows throughout the years. My wife and I, we have a routine. We get in there, we find that spot, you know, kind of get comfortable. We're gonna hang out there. Maybe against a rail or something.
Right.
It never fails. Right before the main event, the main act comes on, someone tries to pry their way through.
And that annoys you because you've spent so much time getting that spot?
Exactly, man. Yeah. I get there when the doors are fairly close to opening, and they just try to finagle their way in front of you, and chances are it's a guy who's 6'4" and holds up his phone at the same time on top of it.
Yep.
That is true. Thank
right
you.
Right on, man. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about people who annoy you.
Well, I'm a FedEx driver, and I've got a bunch of people that annoy
I'll
me.
I'll bet. I don't know how you put up. What's the top number one worst annoying kind of creature?
Let's see. How about when I'm parked in the middle of a street that's barely enough to fit three cars, and people come in and pull right in front of me and start honking.
Ugh.
You can't imagine how slow I get when that happens.
Yeah, there you go. Do you hear that? Slower. Honking equals slower.
It does not do any better. I imagine I could take a lunch and let them honk.
Good for you.
I like it.
Right on. Well, I hope the holidays treat you good, man. You got a lot of work ahead of you. Boo.
Thanks, guys.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Dirty Honey right there, one of my all-time favorite local bands. That's their latest Won't Take Me Alive. You know, they showed up at the KLOS live stage.
Yep.
That's down on Pico. It's a great little space where these bands can come play live, and then Marcy and Matt Penfield will sit there and talk to them for a while, and they'll play some music live.
Most of the time it's free.
Yes, totally free. And yeah, you can go to KLOS.com to find out how to get into the next one, 95.5KLOS.com. So if you missed it on Friday, we're going to play something from George. You can hear all of it, see all of it at the KLOS YouTube page here in just a little while. Probably after 6 o'clock tonight, it'll be all there. But here's a little of what happened on Friday with George Thorogood.
My parents were very, very turned on by this British invasion. They were very turned on. Very few families were. They thought it was a really great thing. Like when I played in a band in high school, there were other people in the neighborhood would say, "You mean you want your son to play in one of those bands?" And my mother would say, "Well, at least we know where he is." I said, "Well, that's one good way of looking at it."
Yeah.
So they never discouraged me. They got discouraged when I kind of gave it up.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of gave it up, and then they came. Finally, my dad said, "Look, man, you dress like a rock star. You think you're a rock star. When are you gonna go out and be a rock star?"
I come in last night about 10:30. That baby of mine would have let me in.
Give me five.
Break it down.
Songs in a row.
With who?
With Kevin and Sligo.
You know, I love this thing we do Monday through Thursday.
I do too.
But sometimes people suggest such god awful stuff.
Yeah, we have to say no to some.
It's songs about the Doors or with the word door in it or whatever. And our pal Kirk, who loves Mystery Science Theater 3000, tweeted
Charlie Rich behind closed doors. And to you, we say F you.
I remember that song was always on the radio when I was a kid. I'm like, I don't want to listen to this old man talking about getting it on with some woman. It's so gross.
The thing that we forget to mention about Gimme Five is we're looking for good songs.
Yeah, but Kirk knows that. And I think he likes to screw with us.
Of course he does.
He's no way he's going, "Man, I hope they play Charlie Rich tonight." Meanwhile, Brian San Pedro always comes up with a bunch of great stuff. Suggested a double shot here. The Doors, Backdoor Man. So, I mean,
see what he did?
Can't get much more door than that.
The Gimme Five theme is Doors. The band, in the title, in the lyrics, what do you got?
I see a black door and I want to paint it black.
That is beautiful.
I'm not going to play the Stones.
Thanks
for calling,
Nick.
I want you to sing the whole song now, please.
No colors anymore, I can.
Something, yeah, exactly, yeah. Yep.
KLOS, it's Gimme Five. You got a song about a door?
Hello. I would love to hear Zebra. Who's behind the door?
Who are you?
This is Alan.
Alan, where are you calling from?
Anaheim.
Zebra. Here you go.
Okay, thank you very much.
It's Give Me Five Songs About Doors. What do you got?
Deep Purple, Knocking at Your Back Door.
Damn fine selection. Love me some Deep Purple. We'll try and do it for you. Who are you?
This is Mark out of Glendora.
Mark, thanks for calling, man.
Thanks for calling.
Right on, take care. Thanks for answering. I'm so confused. You know, we've been doing Gimme Five on KLOS since the year 1842.
That's true.
And never once have we done songs about Doors.
That is true.
First time. Also it's pretty true. Amazing. Yeah, how many there are.
What am I supposed to give you here now?
Yeah, the last song. I think we have one more for Knocking on Heaven's Door.
We do, yes. We have Haley.
Haley. Right on.
Haley Grijalva.
And Haley.
I'm positive I said that right.
Haley didn't specify Bob Dylan or GNR for Knocking on Heaven's Door, right?
Correct. So it's dealer's choice.
Yeah. There you go. Monsieur Bob Dylan bringing it in under 2 minutes and 24 seconds there. Well done, Bob. What's up
with Florida? A lottery ticket worth $44 million that was sold in Central Florida is set to expire very soon.
Oh, no, come on.
A Florida lottery ticket worth
$44
million.
Dude,
is set to expire a week from today. Next is coming Monday.
No. How does that happen? How do you let that happen?
You know what? I was thinking about that because I do sometimes buy lottery tickets, mm-hmm. and I sort of don't really pay attention to them because you just know you're not going to win.
Right. But at the very least, you always hear that the winning ticket was sold three blocks from you.
Right.
Or
and
whatever.
If I find that out, then I know where to go.
Right.
At least I do look for that.
I mean, we hang on every second of it. First of all, we make all of our plans, everything we're going to do with it, how we're going to vanish from the earth.
Of course.
Then we put it in
that.
The safe, you know, in the house, which doesn't exist, but it's under the beer cans or whatever. But I never lose them.
The winning quick pick ticket was sold at the Sunoco Express gas station located at, and they give the address. They know exactly
where
it was bought, when it was bought.
Yeah, how long ago was it? How long is it before a $44 million ticket does expire?
In this case, it says it was drawn in June.
Oh, June. So, they don't give them very much time.
I thought it was a year, at least in Southern California. Yeah. I don't know.
Florida's like, go to hell. Come get your money or
listen,
screw off.
If you don't want your $44 million, imagine that.
No!
Imagine somebody has a ticket for $44 million and is most likely poor.
Of course, yes. Certainly not $44 million rich.
Right. And has no idea. Like, it's, already threw it out. It's gone.
It's in the floor in the truck with all the French fries or whatever on the floor.
Oh, my God. If it's on the floor, at least they still have it. They might read the story and go, wait a minute.
Yeah. They threw it in their underwear drawer. They forgot all about it. It got washed.
It's right by our house.
We've not been done buying tickets in there forever.
Take a look at that lottery ticket and see if we can get ourselves a $44 million landfall.
Oh, that was weird. Sorry. Kevin went into a different universe, I think. That was cool.
Right now, people are dumb.
People are dumb. Mm-hmm. When you're a dumb.
No,
Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
A woman considered one of Virginia's most arrested women is back behind bars.
Wow, that really cracks me up for some reason.
Facing nearly two dozen new charges.
Two dozen?
Chelsea Scheiniger.
Sure.
31 years old, faces a total of 21 charges in Virginia, ranging from identity theft to drug possession.
Holy cow, she's been busy. 21.
Right? She was just in Albemarle County General District Court in October on a completely different set of charges.
Set of charges.
Yes.
Not just one. You got a lot to live up to, criminals.
They described her as being, quote, jovial, even while standing in court, shackled by handcuffs and leg irons.
At this point, they know she's like, oh, yeah,
what are you going to do, man?
Oh.
Oh, send me back to jail.
Oh. Okay.
As the judge suspended several sentences but imposed a 30-day sentence on a charge of driving under the influence. The paper says that the state shows she has been arrested 63 times.
Wow. She's
31 years old.
Wow.
63 times.
I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with the system when you start
to look at two-thirds of the way to Donald Trump.
You like that one a lot.
I do. Right?
It's such good stuff. Nice chill stuff from Greta Van Fleet. Meeting the Master. They posted something really nice just a couple of days ago. A grandiose thank you is in order for everyone that listened to our music this year or any year. Your enthusiasm does not go unnoticed. Your love for our love for you transcends time itself.
Wow.
And if I could have read that out loud,
it would have been better. It
would have been a lot better. But that is Greta Van Fleet meeting the Master. That is one of my three all-time favorite Christmas songs.
Wow.
The Kinks. I love that one. Father Christmas. I love the Smashing Pumpkins Christmas Time song.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really like that. And I forgot that's in the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, turned up. I watched it this past weekend. Huh. And the Pogues, of course, Fairy Tale of New York.
Sure.
That is my favorite Christmas song.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We learned Sluggo's top three Christmas songs.
Keep them in mind forever now, people.
I went to Las Vegas this past weekend to see U2 at the Sphere, and it is as close as VR glasses.
Oh, right.
Where you look around and you're right in the middle of it as possible.
So, wow. So it feels like you're wearing VR the whole time.
It's like nothing else.
Wow.
It's
nice.
Really amazing.
Wow.
I won one American dollar.
Yeah, well done.
By naming four of the top 10 street names in America.
You came up with First Avenue.
It was First and Second Street and Third Street.
Who knew?
Second Street was first.
Yeah, that was a bad. I lost my dollar.
Understand that. Yeah. And tomorrow morning is your next chance to play the KLOS name game.
It's going to be up to $6,000, and that's at 8 o'clock in the morning with Heidi and Frank, and that's nice and all, but I got to get out of here. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We have tickets for Knott's Merry Farm, a family four-pack of tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Merry Farm, now through January 7th, as the park completely transforms into a classic winter wonderland.
Hmm.
I'll take caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Dan.
Hey, Dan, you're caller 25.
Awesome.
That means you get a family four pack of tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Merry Farm now through January 7th.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
Ho, ho, ho. Off you go, buddy.
Yeah.
It's one of Barbie's original professions.
Yeah, one of the professions that they stamped on the box.
$6,000.
And it's amazing when you look at the list of professions she's had that people have guessed so far.
Yeah.
It's just stunning. So tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank, it's back to the name game. And that $6,000 question, what the hell was Barbie up to a few years ago or whenever?